I'm Dan Clufstad. Illinois is launching a new approach to dealing with incarcerated youth. Under this model, the state will use smaller dormitory-style centers instead of larger prisons. Those being held will also be located closer to their families. Heidi Muller directs the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice. She says the state is investing in rehabilitation and preparing youth for the future.
We have treated children involved in the justice system, especially Black children, like they are less than human. Like they do not need the same love, support, and opportunity that other children need to grow and thrive.
The changes will happen in phases over the next 4 years. Larger juvenile justice facilities will be turned over to the Department of Corrections. There will also be more financial support for community-based intervention and other services. In other news, hundreds of University of Illinois students signed a letter calling for the Urbana campus to sever ties with its local police departments. It also calls on the university to eventually dissolve its own police force. The students say U of I spends too much on police and too little on mental health services. Lee Gaines has more.
Sabrina Arte is an undergraduate at the U of I's Urbana campus. She works in student housing. Arte says she's referred students in crisis to the campus's counseling center without much luck.
Having referred a student to the counseling center and hearing the student tell me, yeah, I've been calling them like every other morning and I can't get a call or I can't get an appointment, which is very discouraging because it's like, okay, how much can I do for you when the university is not providing anything for you?
Arte is one of the students pushing the university to defund and dissolve its police force. She says she'd like to see that money invested in other resources for students, including mental health services. I'm Lee Gaines.
U of I Chancellor Robert Jones responded to the students via email. He said the university is taking steps to dismantle racism in the campus community. One of Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's campaign funds recently disclosed he raised more than $900,000, mostly from labor unions. That's despite the fund being under scrutiny for months. This comes as some Democrats question whether Madigan will be a drag on their party this election year, after ComEd recently said it gave jobs and contracts to Madigan associates to curry favor with the speaker. Madigan has not been charged and denies wrongdoing. I'm Dan Clufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Cases of COVID-19 continue to grow across the country. On a statewide level, more than 3,000 infections were added between Saturday and Sunday, and more than 100 new cases of COVID-19 were added in southern Illinois across the region over the weekend. A full look at the numbers on our website, WSIUnews.org. Illinois State Senator Paul Schimpf has joined other state Republicans requesting a special session of the Illinois General Assembly before November's election. Schimpf wants to address the death rate from COVID-19 in nursing homes and assisted living facilities in the state, along with keeping schools safe when they open later this month and protecting them from lawsuits associated with COVID-19. But the big issue, according to Schimpf and others in the GOP, is ethics reform.
I also think in light of Speaker Madigan's implication in the ComEd bribery scheme, I think we need to right now go back and do something about ethics reform, something to restore Illinois public's trust in their government.
Schimpf wants to see an increase in financial disclosures and have a fair map drawing process without lawmakers' involvement. According to a new report out of the State Criminal Justice Information Authority, teen drinking is down in Illinois, but still concerning. Acting Research Director Jessica Reichert says the number of youth who drink fell about 8% from 2008 to 2017. Overall, alcohol-related arrests have decreased in Illinois, and Reichert says the downward trends are good news, but that teen drinking is still a serious problem that can affect school performance, lead to risky behaviors, and more. Good morning.